This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to...
Newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's been a while.
Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio.
It's been a while.
Daddy is back in studio. And now, Doug and Daddy show full strength.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Really? I'll tell you what. I got other ideas.
Everyone's back in studio, so let's get to the Doug and Daddy show.
Y'all ready for this?
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get closer to the start of football season and, thank God, the end of golf season, because it's not worth watching anymore. We will have our comments on the PGA Tour and the debacle that was the championship at Whistling Straits this weekend. We will be talking with the preseason Offensive Player of the Year in the Big 12 Conference, Jerrod Johnson, the quarterback at Texas A&M, who I say will not end up being that. There's just no way. It's just that he's – who are you going to pick this year? We talked about this leading up to it. We talked about it going into the Big 12 Media Days. We talked about it at Big 12 Media Days. There is no dominant offensive player returning in the Big 12 Conference. The running backs, it could be any of them. There's so many of them coming back, and I think that's why they looked at a quarterback, and there are. No stud quarterback coming back. Let's face it. If the quarterback at Texas A&M is the preseason offensive player of the year, there are no stud quarterbacks in the Big 12 Conference. Now, Blaine Gabbert can be there next year. And outside of that, where are you looking? Oklahoma, Texas don't have returning starters. So there's where you go. And you say what you want about Landry Jones, yes. But he's not coming off of a full great season with Oklahoma. Also on the show today, we'll be catching up with Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz. The newcomers reported to camp yesterday, and everyone will be in camp for their first full practice tomorrow. So that's all coming up on the show today. We had mentioned that Dave Colling from Kearney Catholic was going to join us. There was a change in his schedule, so we're going to push him back to tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy show towards the end of tomorrow as we continue our high school football preview.
Douglas, I know you were upset yesterday afternoon. You were fired up. You were sick. It was another ruling in golf that you did not like, and I think a lot of people had that. Why didn't somebody say something to him? That's what I keep hearing from people I talked to this morning. You had all those people around him. You've got PGA, you've got rules officials walking with every group. Why didn't somebody say something?
Well, because you can't say, I don't know. You can't say something on every deal, and it might have been too late. I mean, he walked up there, looked at the ball, and maybe that's when he put his club down. The PGA Tour and the handling of this is where the debacle is. I mean, move the people out of the way. He's trying to hit the biggest shot of his career, and you got people 5 feet from him. Does it take somebody to finally shank one off somebody's mullet and put him in the hospital before they finally do something with this? It was terrible. Terrible unorganized down the stretch, and it overlooks what we had seen. The best round of the day from anybody on the final page of the leaderboard, Bubba Watson. A key, clutch, par putt, and an up and down on the 18th hole by the eventual winner, Martin Kaymer. Dustin Johnson coming home with a great chip shot on 16, birdie, amazing shot on 17, and making a putt on that 235-yard par 3 on Sunday, birdie. And that takes us to another whole different topic. You know what? Every major, except for the British Open, was set up that Sunday was going to be the toughest. You can't catch up. You got to have Nick Watney shoot 81 before you can catch anybody. You got to have Dustin Johnson shoot 82. Sunday, you should at least give the guys a chance to catch up. Look at the final page of the leaderboard yesterday. Everybody was in the 70s except Bubba Watson. But we want your thoughts. You've been listening to the National ever since it happened. All commentators from Andy North to people that don't follow golf, this is one of those stories that brings in people that aren't golf fans to discuss what's going on. The whole thing yesterday was just so mishandled. Your thoughts, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and if you're a PGA Tour official. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And the phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to be open here in this first segment, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. Or do you flat not care? Right ruling, wrong ruling, any fringe thoughts on the whole deal, or do you just not care because golf right now is boring? Because nobody can take over and do great things.
I think after, if you're going to make that ruling, I think you go back. I'm not so sure it shouldn't have been a four-shot penalty because I think he grounded the club twice, if that's the ruling you're going to make. He goes up, sets the club down, then he totally backs off to get the guy to cover up his shadow, then he grounds it again.
I will also say this about that. No one can prove that he grounded his club at any point behind that ball. Can you tell me that by watching where he sets the club as he addresses the ball and where he was at any time beforehand in that 30 seconds or whatever, that he grounded the club? Television replays, if the pros, who I put my stock in the people that are there every day and have played the game, if they can't tell that he grounded the club,
there's two strokes.
Then how do you know that he grounded the club?
Well, you can see Dustin, the mark in the.
Oh, you can. It wasn't there before.
Your eyes aren't. You freely admit your eyes aren't.
Don't go somewhere where you have no facts. Don't give me some BS. Because
you can
now
see the line in the sand.
It wasn't there before.
No.
How do you know? You never saw a replay. You never saw a replay before
that. They put the little arrow on it that wasn't there before.
Pointed the other way. The bottom line is no one can prove that that line was or wasn't there. Dustin Johnson had to say, yes, I grounded my club at some point when he walked up there. The point where he grounds his club is when he walks up the very first time to the ball before he ever addresses it, and he lays the club down about a foot away from the
right.
ball. Not when he gets his feet and gets set. So at that point, it's a penalty, and I think that's when he said he grounded his club. The bottom line is, whether he grounded his club or not, it makes no sense. I mean, what? And then the PGA again just nose in the air. Oh, integrity of the game, bullshit. That's all they talk about. That's all that they're talking about.
Well, you're right. I'm still. How many people did you have around him? Not one of those people in their stupor out there could have said, is that a bunker loud enough for somebody to overhear it and go, wait a minute, maybe we should look at this?
The bottom line is they're losing golf fans. People that like to watch golf, they're losing them. We've had this discussion earlier this year on a couple of different topics. All this replay, all this technology that there is now, and golf refuses to use it. No, we're better than you. You know what? You want to invite people to play your game, yet you're still looking down your nose at them. So until they get that figured out, and, well, this is probably the way it'll be in the Ryder Cup, and when it returns here, well, immediately. Immediately. Bye-bye. It's not at Whistling Straits anymore. Bye-bye.
Well, there have been two instances, both tournaments. But didn't they go out of their way? Didn't they put it, wasn't it number one thing on the rule sheet for competitors? Wasn't it the number one thing?
Gray area. Definite gray area. They're even saying it's a gray area. You also don't let fans walk in bunkers. Come up the 18th of the Masters. Are they standing there in the bunkers by the green? Are they standing there in the bunkers where you always see them hit with their drives off to the left side there? Bottom line is, have you ever seen it before? Do they have this problem at the British Open? No. It was mismanaged from the get-go. And nobody's saying that Dustin Johnson was going to win this, so let's get that out in the way. Dustin Johnson got a paycheck for $270,000. Bubba Watson got a paycheck for $810,000 Martin Keimer got a paycheck for $1.35 million. That ruling could have cost him over $1.1 million. This is not Tiger and Phil. This is Dustin Johnson. Yes, the money is huge and all that. Let's not overlook that as well. If this was back in the day where, you know, if say this was a nationwide tour event where the guy got $8,000 instead of $80,000, we'd probably be making a big deal of that too. Just so many things were wrong with that whole deal. So many things. And also, Martin Keimer, I had him in the Masters pool, and he stunk. So, you know.
I'm still going. When did the rules official, was it, did they wait till he finished the hole?
Oh, yeah, it's over.
I mean, and that's what I gathered yesterday when the guy came up and talked to him, and they were kind of looking around going, Nick Watney's standing there going, oh, my God. I don't know if he did or not. I just got to get the hell out of here because my day has been an abomination anyway. I mean, Nick Watney wanted nothing of that old, you know, let me go to my tent.
Let's go to a couple of emails here to the Dent Popper inbox. Tom and Hastings says, the golf this year is about as exciting as watching Martha Stewart. Jordan in Kearney says, just imagine if he hit that putt thinking he'd won it and then walked off to find he had a two-stroke penalty. Terrible job by the PGA, and Dustin handled it with all class. Heart goes out to the kid, Jordan in Kearney. Exactly right. That's the one thing. There's so many angles to what happened yesterday, and keep the emails coming. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and always give us a buzz, 888-455-3776. Dustin Johnson handled it with class, and I also think it's because now they are making so much money. And you know what? They don't care if they win majors. Every tournament's a golf tournament. Did Martin Keimer get crazy? The crowd, subtle applause, probably the least amount of applause I've ever heard after anybody won a major title was yesterday after Keimer made the putt. Bubba Watson said before he even got to the press box, got back into the tent after the playoff, I wanted to make the Ryder Cup team. Winning this, that big, you know, pretty much big deal, whatever.
They still want to win majors.
Tony, he said it on the air. Okay, so you're going to put words in his mouth. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Yep, that's right. Okay. Bubba Watson said it on the air in front of the nation, but no, that's not what he meant. Go ahead.
No, he said.
The next 5 minutes.
He said I wanted to be on the Ryder Cup. Great. You're on the Ryder Cup. I think he also wanted to win a major, too. Win a major is what golf's all about.
Wants to win a tournament. That's what I said. Every tournament these guys want to win. I don't think the majors mean as much as they used to.
No, certainly John Deere Classic. Hell, it's about the same as yesterday.
Bubba
Watson
said so.
It's near the same.
Did Bubba Watson?
The Valero Open, it's near the same as the Masters. It's real close. It's almost like a U.S. Open.
Keep this up and you'll be suspended for the final 3 days of this week.
It's not even close.
Well, what are you talking? He said so. Am I making it up? He said so. I'm not talking about your belief and what you think. You didn't even watch the tournament. Do you believe that that's what he said so?
He said he didn't care about winning a major. When did that ever come out of his mouth?
I was more concerned about making the Ryder Cup team. It would be nice, something to the effect of, yeah, it would be nice to win this. I wanted to make the Ryder Cup. I mean, he so much as went, winning the PGA, I wanted to make the Ryder Cup. Exactly. It's unfortunate that this has to be the topic of the day when it is football season. And we want to talk football. And we're going to do that with the preseason offensive player of the year, Jerod Johnson, from Texas A&M. And our Big 12 Media Day coverage continued, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture. Also, we're going to be catching up with Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. And we'll do that here in just a couple of minutes. Was there anything else that even happened this weekend?
Royals take... split.
Like I said, anything that matters happen in the world this weekend?
No. Not
since we talked last, though, we probably should bring this up. Taylor Martinez wasn't at practice Thursday, and this wasn't a big deal until Friday after practice when Coach Pelini was asked about it. Coach Pelini eventually got agitated when he was asked about it for the third or fourth time. Tony, that always seems to mean that something was amiss.
Okay, let's remember for a minute. Let's go back to Taylor Martinez, sophomore, junior, and senior year of high school. he always went to a different program where Taylor could start. Didn't want competition for the job, Taylor's daddy. Sounds to me like out of this, daddy has been his aide and his helper in all this, saying, why should you have to compete for this job? And then Coach Pliny saying, win the job. I'd love to have you as my starter. Just prove it the next 3 weeks. He's not going to – I don't care if somebody's 31 for – 29 out of 30, you know, and throws for 285. You think the next day he's going to – oh, Cody won the job yesterday.
Oh, you mean like Sage Rosenfels? Anyway, Tavarius Jackson, I'm not sure you could play for the Omaha Nighthawks. Anyway, here's what Bo had to say.
No, but we knew he wasn't going to be at practice. So any speculation that's otherwise is, I don't know where you're getting your information. It's bad information. Wherever you're getting your information, you're getting bad information.
And then Coach was asked, well, where was he?
There was no concern. That's the next issue. There was no concern.
There you go.
Well, sounds like when he came back, they got rid of Dad and he started being a teammate again. That's what it sounds like from what I'm hearing.
You know what? If all this is true and they had to go get Taylor Martinez, we're in good shape. He'll win the Heisman. Back after this, Paul Merkowitz.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
It's backed by popular demand at Bruce Furniture in Hastings and Holdridge. The buy one, get one free sale on Lane Recliners. Purchase a world-famous Lane Recliner at its regular price and get a second one of equal value absolutely free. If you don't need two recliners, bring a friend and share the savings. Choose from nearly 100 recliners in wall, saver, and rocker recliner styles and colors to fit everyone's room. Easy credit terms plus great savings on comfort. But hurry, the buy one, get one free sale on Lane Recliners ends soon. Bruce Furniture, downtown Holdridge, and south of the Landmark Center on Marion Road, Hastings.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
We'll see some sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness during the day today with an isolated chance for some showers and storms late. With a high of 83, winds will stay to the south. We'll fall off to 63 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday, and that means special night tonight at the Chicken Coop. It's Bull Fry night.
Yummy.
Bull fries and French fries, only $5.99 Mondays from 5 to 10. It's Mondays only, folks. And also, if you're not so much into the Rocky Mountain oysters, you're probably into the chicken wings. It's boneless wing night. Only 40 cents. Choose from any of their 13 wing flavors. Also every Monday night from 5 to 10 while enjoying Major League Baseball, watching probably the Grey Goose 19th hole tonight as they continue to talk about the PGA, as they get ready for the Ryder Cup and get ready for the FedEx Cup, and then college football and all the previews, whatever channel it is. Volleyball's coming up. The NBA will be coming up soon. It's all right there for you. They've got all the packages, college football, NFL, Major League Baseball. Great food and drink specials every night and lunch specials every day. And when we say every day, we mean 7 days a week because you're hungry every day. And the Chicken Coop is there for you in Kearney and Grand Island. Also, check out one of the newer items on the menu, the walleye dinner. It's broiled walleye filet seasoned in your choice of Cajun, lemon pepper, or even choice of wing sauce. Served with two sides. You got to taste it. You'll love it. It's all you would want. Check out the new menu items at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Doug, we're pleased to be joined right now on the Doug and Daddy Show as football season begins for the Hastings College Broncos with their head coach, Paul Merkowitz. Coach, how are you this morning, and welcome back?
Well, thank you. Doing pretty well. We're just getting started, so still have my voice, and everything's going pretty well so far.
Coach, remind the folks, when we say newcomers reported yesterday and the kids that have been part of this will report tomorrow, you want a day or two to just be with the new kids to go over things. What happens in the when they roll in Friday and Saturday to campus and you're getting them ready to play football with the big boys starting tomorrow?
You know, a lot of meetings and that type of stuff. We'll have another meeting here this afternoon and just talk offense, defense, and just it's a real intimidating process to go through. You know, they all come from different programs, and then I'm just not a believer just throwing guys in and saying follow along. So we take 2 days, and it's Hastings College Football 101. We're teaching them everything, how to stretch, how to, how we meet, how we do everything. And then when the new guys get in, we really get off and running. So,
Coach, I want to ask you, you guys are set at the quarterback position. You've got your starter named. You know who's going to be that opening, you know, barring an injury or something unforeseen happening. Would you like it like that, or would you rather have some competition there all throughout the fall?
Well, I think there's always a little bit of competition, but, you know, man, when you go through the spring and you got your quarterback and you've done that, it makes the summer a lot easier for me because I can relax a little bit more. But, you know, we're always going to compete, but it's going to be great to have Troy back. And, you know, he knows the system as well as I do, and so our ability to be able to communicate and just make little changes and get to secondary and third reads now is really exciting, and you like to have that relationship with your quarterback.
Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We went over some of the things that in spring camp that you're going to be missing. How the name is Maurice Mansfield. How has that come along, and who are you looking at as you head into fall camp here?
We have three receivers that I think are very, very good. One in Justin Anderson. He's going to be our offensive captain. He started out the season great before he got injured. Travis Brown is another young man that had, again, another spring, and just kind of, I think he's kind of been waiting for Maurice to graduate because I really think he can step in and do a lot of things. Big, tall guy that can run, athletic. And then we got a young man by the name of Mike Novicki, and Mike is about 6'4". He's going to play the inside receiver position for us. He's going to be taller than most linebackers he's going to go against, and he'll be taller than most safeties, so he's going to have some advantage. And then we just really have some young kids out there that we're really excited about. And so it's just a matter of getting them all coached up and getting them in some positions where they can make plays and going with it, you know. And running back, you know, we'll have Nick Grummert back. Keenan Balazs is back. And Dalton Seeley, I think, is going to be in the mix before it's all said and done. So I feel really, really good at the skill position, even though we graduated a great one in Maurice.
Coach, I'll switch sides of the ball on you. How are you going to replace McKenzie Hemgee over there at linebacker?
Well, same thing again. You know, it's got to be by committee and a bunch of guys. And Brian Callen, who's our defensive linebacker, is going to take over that position. But I don't think he's going to play it the same way. And we'll lean on Indiana Jones and Alec Diffendaffer and Justin Boyce. I mean, we got so many guys back there that return. It's going to help. And I think, you know, not only a linebacker, but, I mean, we've got six defensive linemen back that play a considerable amount for us a year ago. And so that, I hope, is going to take a little bit of that pressure off as well.
One of the spots, and Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College football coach, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show that you really wanted to concern yourself with was the secondary. You were pleased coming out of spring. What are you still looking for here in the next 3 weeks?
Well, a little bit more depth. I mean, we've got to get a couple of guys in there because, I mean, we're not gonna be able to play that back door to three guys all year. You know, we need a fourth, a fifth. I think we've got some young guys in here that can help us. But we also have some guys returning that I think really need to step up a little bit and help. Brinson Steinhauser and Zach Carlton, two guys that I think are going to start for us at corner, and Aaron Verlinde, who's a transfer that came in at the semester, played free safety. But we just need some help there with some other guys, and we may have to move some people from an outside linebacker position to a free safety to maybe do that. But I think the ability is definitely there.
Coach, everybody in Central Nebraska is wondering how soon do you anticipate Dalton Seely getting on the field and helping this football team?
You know, I think just as soon as he can get comfortable with the playbook, I think the hardest thing for him probably is going to be is just learning the blocking scheme and making sure that he's getting his keys and his reads. But he has such a good football IQ. It's not going to be a give the ball and you just go type thing. You know, he's going to have to read some things. But, I think we're going to try to find ways to get him in there and get him the ball and get him some work and get him tested. So hopefully sooner than later.
Coach, you mentioned in the spring football preview that your cornerbacks and your safety really came together in the spring. Oh, there was just no experience back there. What do you do there?
Well, Brinson has some, and he just played at a bunch of different positions. And it's just, getting them as much reps and as much work as we can.
Coach Paul Merkowitz joins us. Let's talk about how the league looks this year, Coach. There's new coaches at Sioux Falls. We talked. We saw how the vote came out for the GPAC. Everybody kind of believes the teams are going to be kind of in the same spot. Sioux Falls and then Morningside and you and Northwestern battling there. Do you see any significant changes from any of the teams in the conference?
You know, I think Midland's going to be improved. I really do. Concordia is going to be better. Those are teams that really gave us some fits towards the end of the year. Guys, our opener with Briarcliff, that was the third-ranked defense in our conference when it was all said and done, and they were playing extremely well. So it's such, you look in there, what are there, four teams in the top 25 and two others getting votes. It's going to be a tough road to hold, but, I think we just got to take it day by day, come together here as a team and a family, and take on the season just that way.
And, Coach, we mentioned those new kids coming in. Again, there's a JV schedule. When we say Monday Night Football, most of the time there's some Monday Night Football involving Hastings College, and I don't think many people know about that.
Yeah, we'll play seven JV games on Mondays. And it just gets our young guys an opportunity to, because we're not going to, they don't redshirt. They do use a year of eligibility with that. But I think it gets them a year of work and experience within your program and really gives them a chance to get evaluated. And it gives us an opportunity in the end to maybe play some young kids towards the end of the season because they've earned that spot and they've learned that system.
Coach, how much nicer is it with the temperatures are going to be this week as compared to if you started a week ago?
Guys, I don't know how they did. The high schools, I know they reported last week. I don't know how they would have done it and been productive, especially that first week because there's a lot of conditioning that goes on and just getting yourself ready to go, and I'm so glad the weather broke, and if we can keep the humidity, the heat doesn't bother me as much as the humidity, and as long as we can keep that away, I think it'll be a lot more productive.
Did you want to tell us how you spent your summer?
When's that start? I think I missed it.
Well, Coach, we'll be looking forward to catching up with you every Monday, and along with Coach Morris as we get a little closer to the football season. Again, you guys start a week later or 8 days later than UNK and the Huskers, but you also don't play football until Briarcliff on September the 4th, which is a week later than the Lopers. So you're still going to have plenty of practice between now and then.
Yep, we've got 30. They have some different rules in the NCAA where they can go one a day and a two a day. We can go two a days every day. We don't go full gear each day, but we're able to get our 30 practices in just like they do.
Well, Coach, stay healthy. We'll talk with you again next week.
Thank you.
Take care. Coach Paul Merkowitz, head football coach of the Hastings College Broncos, all Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. They love the Lopers and the Broncos, and we'll be catching up with the coaches Mondays as usual here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, when we get into the season, Huskers first segment, Broncos, and the Lopers following Mondays are full of football and recaps here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And it's a whole, and we'll talk with coaches as we get a little closer. They were ranked 13th in the preseason. I mean, they ended there last year. That's where they were in the spring poll, and they're there to start this season. Again, we talked about the rankings when they came out last week, that, yes, it's important because maybe it gives you a little more leeway than not being in the rankings like the Lopers and the Broncos have been in the preseason the last number of years.
Yeah, Doug, I think the playoff carryover, they know they've got a hunger because they should have won that ball game. They feel that way. No Morningside on this schedule. You look up and down their schedule, Sioux Falls, obviously going to be a very, very tough test. You get them at home. Last year, 42-19, you fell at Sioux Falls. You close that gap a little bit more. You know, is this a schedule that Hastings will be favored or right there with everybody else on this schedule other than Sioux Falls? I got to think it is. And if that's the case, there's got to be a lot of excitement over there if you're a Bronco fan. I think they're all looking forward to that.
Well, of course, with Dana dropping out, though, Tony, they had to revise this whole schedule. So, you know, Briarcliff, then Northwestern, then Dort, and then Hastings has Sioux Falls. They do host them on September the 25th. That's when the defending national champions come in, and that's just by far the toughest game on anybody's schedule. They will play Morningside, actually. They go there on October the 30th. So, again, you're going to see some schedules out there. It's even on one of the websites that Hastings College has up that it's got their old schedule on there. You get Jason Danley and the NAIA preview. It has the schedule before all of this broke down. But if you go to the GPAC conference website, I think you can track down the week-by-week schedule at least. And Hastings will play at Morningside on October 30th because of the drop out there, and now it's a round robin play everybody scenario. So true champion.
Yeah, true champion, although you got to go through the two heavyweights again. But every year they think they keep narrowing this gap, and if you're 13 in the country, you got a feel going in, I guess, that you narrowed it more in the offseason.
Well, the key is, and this is for all the teams that we're talking about, Lopers, Broncos, Huskers, you got to stay there and you got to take the next step, which is going to be even tougher. You got to find a way to stay there. You don't get the luxury of falling backwards, because then you got 2 years to climb back up there. You can lose. I think a once real famous coach named Bill Callahan said you can lose in a year what's built up over 30.
Yeah, we can ruin 30 years of tradition in one quick swoop here with this coaching staff. That was his motto.
We're going to talk Big 12 football. Jerrod Johnson, the preseason offensive player of the year, starting quarterback for Texas A&M, is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. All that and more coming up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. If you aren't currently using a web conferencing tool, or the service you use is difficult to use or unreliable, use my first choice, GoToMeeting. It lets people come together globally. You can basically meet online to demonstrate, collaborate, or do business. It's brought to you by Citrix, my favorite. Easy to use, you turn a call into an instant online meeting with just one click. It's the most affordable. You can have as many online meetings as you want for $49 a month, and it's completely secure. We've used GoToMeeting.com, and once you use it, you'll realize you've been wasting time your entire life. My listeners can try it free for a month. GoToMeeting.com, unlimited online meetings free for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Colin. Easy to use, $49 a month, and absolutely secure. Why waste time traveling? Go online. Click GoToMeeting.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness during the day today with an isolated chance for some showers and storms late. With a high of 83, winds will stay to the south. We'll fall off to 63 for a low tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 75.
Hooked on a feeling, and I am believing.
You know, not so many comments on the Dead Popper inbox today. I had a couple there on the PGA and all that. I think a lot of people have just kind of the same sentiment on the Dustin Johnson deal. It's crap, and what more can you say about it?
Well, initially, of course, without hearing anything, you're like, no, do not do that to him. And they got him on TV through the window, and you're thinking, don't do that to him. And I can't believe he handled it like he did. But afterwards, yeah, Dustin Johnson is an earth-shattering. Many people before this weekend didn't know who Dustin Johnson was. I mean, I think that a lot of people are going, who? What? Nonetheless, I think he got, you know, it's a bad deal. It's a bad deal for everybody. The PGA, I'm sure, wishes they could go back and do it. But the PGA is going back to, well, here's what we did before the tournament to try and stop this. Well, they didn't stop it very good, and you're right. Where else have you ever saw people stand in bunkers? I mean, nowhere else in the history of the world have you saw people stand in any bunkers. It doesn't happen on any other. By the way, good comeback music there. That was a little David Hasselhoff. Last night got roasted on Comedy Central. What a hoot that was. I'd throw that out there.
Good. Wasn't here in studio on Friday, but the Hall of Fame class came out for UNK. What a class it will be, too. Kind of stretches a variety of sports and a variety of eras, and there's going to be some great stuff. Darcy Berry, one of the first standout athletes after I had moved to Kearney when the softball team was playing in the Elite Eight and playing for national titles, and what an outstanding player she was. John Gustafson, and of course, you know the Gustafson name now from Axtell. Of course, he lives in Missouri, but all the Gustafsons and this Uncle John and all the family there was an All-American football player for the Lopers in 84. And then the start of the tennis team, well, one of the first stars was Meg Gross-Minton, and she's going in. Then everybody knows Dick Buechner. And if not, then you don't know anything about UNK, I guess. And that ought to be outstanding. And then former wrestling coach Jack Rahme going in as well. So those ceremonies October 1st. And second. And you can find out more on those folks on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com, and just check out the Hall of Fame story on the website. And also, while you're up there, you can vote on our poll question, our Sun Heat Hot Topic. Should UNK join the MIAA? It's happening, but we're just looking for your thoughts on that. And right now, yes is winning that by a little bit of a margin. So go ahead and vote, and we'd love to hear from you. Right now, though, Daddy's favorite team in the Big 12 is Texas A&M because that's who he likes. That's who the paper told him to take. That's who the magazine told him to take. And that's who the statistics told him to take. And so Jerrod Johnson, the preseason Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, is going to join us next. And brought to you, as always, by Bruce Furniture with locations in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture wants your purchase to be just right for you. That's not just on the furniture, but the entire experience. While you're looking things over, while you're making decisions, while you're getting the best price you can get, while they're moving it into your home and taking the old furniture or mattresses or whatever it is that you're getting changed out, they're there for you. No hassle. If they don't have something that you don't want, they're going to find it for you. They're there at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Holdridge, South Marion Road, Hastings, and check them out at brucefurniture.com. Well, Daddy, back here at Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, Texas, and the man that many proclaim to be the best football player offensively in this entire conference is from Texas A&M, and Texas A&M is one of the schools that many people believe is going to be the most improved school in all the conference this year.
Yeah, Jerrod Johnson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome to our show. Thanks so much for the time. I showed you my ballot. You are my offensive player of the year. You have 30 touchdowns through the air. Everybody in the nation saw you versus Texas last year, an amazing performance that caught a lot of people's eyes, that stood out to me throughout the whole spring. What was it about that game? Was it just your time to shine?
I think with it being a rivalry game, you know, and what that game means to our university, you subconsciously put a lot more into it. But I think that week we put a lot of time in preparation, and we put a lot of film study in, and I think I had a sense of calm about me just from just pure preparation. I think I prepared really well for that week, and you know, I came out there with, and I think I just did pretty well, and a lot of it had to do with my preparation.
Besides your play, what are some of the other things that Texas A&M is going to be, you think, so much better at, that why folks think your football team is going to be so much better this year?
People like to say a lot about our offense, you know, but I think our defense is going to be much improved just schematically, just, you know, with the players that we have. I think the 3-4 scheme really fits us really well, and like guys like Von Miller and Trent Hunter, those guys are smart football players, but they're also very versatile. You know, so we can attack from a lot of different angles. I think that's going to cause teams to give teams some havoc to give us the ball back.
Talk about your offensive line a little bit. You've got a newcomer up there in Luke Jekyll. Many people expect him to maybe be a newcomer of the year in this conference, but do good things for you. If you're going to succeed, it's going to be up to those guys to you succeed.
Oh, no question. I mean, the offensive line is definitely, I think, the heartbeat of the football team. You know, they control the run. They control the pass. I mean, as far as pass coverage, I mean, a lot of times the center calls protection as much as I do. You know, so I think with Luke coming in at left tackle and being a freshman, just seeing his improvement this January, I mean, a lot of times when he came in, I was kind of unsure on how it would be, you know, having a freshman left tackle. But, you know, he definitely earned our coaches' respect, the players' respect, and everybody's comfortable with him being there. And, you know, the sky's the limit for him, you know. So I'm looking forward to it. And this offensive line class that we have coming in and the guys we have now, from old guys like Matt Allen to, you know, Jake Matthews also come in and may play for us. I think that mix is going to be pretty solid offensive line.
We're talking with the Big 12 preseason offensive player of the year in Jerod Johnson. I'm guessing, Jerod, that doesn't mean a whole lot. You want it to be postseason player of the year and have the success of this team roll along right with you.
Yeah, that doesn't really mean too much to me. You know, I accept it. You know, it's a great honor to have, you know, but I think you're only as good as your last game. It's a completely new year, you know, and so if I get that honor at the end of this year, it means our team's winning some football games. And so, I mean, that's ultimately what we want to focus on this year is winning games, because we put up all those great numbers last year, didn't win like we wanted to, so. I mean, that didn't really do much for us. So that's one thing we've preached this whole summer, is win games.
Everybody else we talk to seems to be looking at that first game. If it's Nebraska, it's Western Kentucky. We yawn. For you guys at Stephen F. Austin, I yawn. Give me something, man. That you can't be your focus, can it?
It really is our focus, you know, because I think that's a first for so many things. I think every year is unique in its own right, and that's the first time that we'll be on the field of battle together, and just kind of that's the first time that I'm going to the sideline to talk with some of those freshmen. You know, what do you see out there? It's the first time, you know, Coach Sherman, what's he calling this year? You know, it's the first time of being with our fans. It's just so many firsts from that first game. And I think that you know, you have to come in with a really focused mindset on that because there's so many new things. Sometimes you can slip up because things are different. You're not used to it yet, you know. So I think you have to come with an extra sense of focus for that first game because you're not used to it. That, I mean, it's been a while since you played a game, and so I think you always got to really put a lot of focus in that first game.
If you're going to have another 30 touchdowns through the air, you're going to have receivers catch the ball. Who's that one and two receivers that you look? Is there somebody you feel really comfortable? I mean, is there a Jordan Shipley to Colt McCoy? Is there somebody like that for you?
The thing about it is one thing, it's a good problem to have, that with the receiver and our skill position, we're two to three deep at every single position. And so the more you know, the spring and summer has progressed, there have been more guys step up. You know, there's Jeff Fuller who, you know, it's had a great game against Texas. I think he's getting a little bit of national attention, who's that played in the NFL, who's an amazing athlete. There's Ryan Tannehill, who played quarterback, who's also an amazing athlete. But I think as much as I say, you know, with Jeff and me and Ryan and me throwing those guys the last, you know, two or so years, Ryan Swope stepped up this spring, so every time he touched it, he took it at least 20 yards. You know, and so he's inserted himself in that as well. And so I think, and like last year, Uzoma Wachku came out of nowhere as a freshman, you know, and he had some really big games. And so it just kind of, for me, it's a guy who's open, but I think with the ability those guys have, I mean, it's, who's to say? I mean, I really can't tell you. Whoever's open, and, you know, I like my chance with anybody I throw it to.
Jerod Johnson of Texas A&M with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How are you handling it? You talked about all these firsts. This is kind of the first time for you to be in a national spotlight with the preseason accolades and all these things. How does that change going into this year compared to the last couple for you?
I think for me, I keep my same approach. You know, you can only worry about things that you can control, and I can't really control the media coverage. I mean, whether it's good, positive, negative, I really have no control over that. You know, people are going to say what they want, and, you know, people are giving me all these accolades, and I'm grateful for them, you know, but I guess I can't control, you know, what that is. I can only control what I can, and that's the guys around me and my team, and you know, I have a lot of faith and confidence in those guys. And, you know, the more success I have there, I mean, the more everything else will come from that.
We're talking quarterbacks. We're talking wide receivers. The last couple of years we were talking running backs. You got some guys that can still compliment you there?
Yeah, oh, no, definitely. Christine Michael, I think, may be one of the most underrated running backs in the country. I mean, he's so explosive, and, you know, he can take it the distance any single play. And at the same time, there's Tyus Gray, who is kind of the heady veteran who is just as athletic. You know, he brings a different aspect to the game than Christian Michael does, and with those two guys in backfield, it makes their offense pretty hard to stop.
You mentioned Tannehill earlier. How's your relationship changed? You come into the program, wanted to take his spot, and now he's moved to wide receiver.
Me and Ryan are actually really good friends. We've been through a lot together. You know, he was here as a freshman, and I was a sophomore when I was a redshirt freshman, and he was a redshirting when, you know, with the coaching change, and just we've been through a lot together, you know, and we have the same birthday, you know, so we're actually really close. And Ryan just, he's a great quarterback. I think that's one thing people, you know, around the country don't realize, is he's a really good quarterback, and he's kind of the reason why he's playing receiver is the fact that it's hard to keep a guy who's 6'4", runs a 4'5", and has great hands on the sideline, you know, can also throw a 70 yard. So just with those things combined, it's hard to keep him on the sideline, and we're really close, and, you know, there's no bad blood or any ill will. You know, we make each other better, and, you know, he's one of our best football players on our team.
Well, it's going to be a pleasure to watch A&M football, and boy, if you guys do as good as everybody thinks you're going to do, it could be a special season down in Aggieland. Gerard, thanks for giving us some time, and we'll see you at the end of the season when the Huskers roll in.
Okay, thank you.
Gerard Johnson joining us from Texas A&M. Right. He is the preseason Big 12 Football Player of the Year.
Brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter or brucefurniture.com. They have special email surveys and special offers you only get when you become a furniture customer at Bruce Furniture. And Gerard Johnson, he's got all the tools. He's smart. He's intelligent. He's the preseason player of the year. And he's on a team that a lot of people think can make some noise. Again, being third in your division in any conference, is that making noise?
You know, the one place, you know, if you're in the SEC, perhaps. I think you're coming up, Doug, if you're narrowing that gap. Is that what they want to do? I know they're going to tell you they want to win the South, but narrowing that gap. And any time you've been below that, well, they have not been good. Well, Mike Sherman, I don't think, you know, be around another 2 years. Things keep going like they had been. They've kind of looked like they're turning the corner now. The recruiting classes are picked up there. Hey, will they make that run, narrow that gap, and have maybe a big three in the South?
Daddy, quick question for you that I don't think we've actually put point blank, getting back to Nebraska and Texas. Do you want Texas to beat Oklahoma?
No.
Which would thus take the luster off the game.
Right.
Okay. Might be a new poll question. We might get into that, and obviously we will as we get closer to the start of the season. But you realize there's the people that want Texas to lose every game. And then there's the people that think this is going to be a battle of unbeatens, top five contest in Lincoln, October the 16th, which brings even more national luster to what will get to be a big game. But they do have to play Oklahoma, and we have to play Washington, but we're not. I'm just on the other side. If Nebraska takes care of things, fine. If they don't, it doesn't matter. So you want Oklahoma to beat Texas?
Yes, I do.
Well, I think Oklahoma will beat Texas, but I guess the silver lining would be if Texas wins, and then they would be unbeaten. So there you go. We've heard so much about the ESPN. They had the survey of 135 Division I college football players, and of course the big story of that was, do you want to have a playoff, and do you not want to have a playoff? Would you rather play in three top-of-the-line bowl games or be in one playoff game? And we've all seen those results. There were some other ones on this, and this isn't a joke. This is all true. They asked him who they think the best coach is. Nick Saban picked up 35.6%. One of the players said, from 7-6 to a BCS title in 3 years, that's impressive. How about the last coach you'd ever want to play for in college football? Current coach, 120 football coaches. Who was the coach that they would least like to play for? 29.6%. No, he's not coaching right now. Here's what one offensive lineman said. Quote, he's an awesome football coach, but he took a program for 1 year, talked a lot, then left them out to dry.
Nick Saban? Rich Rodriguez.
Lane Kiffin. 29.5% don't want to play for Lane. this season there will be 35 bowl games. They asked the players, is that A, too many, B, not enough, or C, just right? Daddy, there are 35 bowl games. Is that too many, not enough, or just right?
Now, these are
what would you say?
Well, that would depend on whether what school
I'm
at.
Not as a player. You, right here, as a co-host of this show for another day.
Oh, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think my point is there's too many.
Okay.
But if I'm playing at Marshall, there's not enough.
The players say it's just right. Two-thirds of the players, we need something to watch on TV once the season is over, says a 100-tackle linebacker. 31% say there's too many. Only 2% say there's not enough. But one Big Ten lineman said, more bowls, more money, make it 80 teams.
Well, let's be honest. What were there last year? Only three or four teams locked out that qualified?
So something like that.
Three or four. So how many more can you have?
What professional would you like to hang with? Which I think is a little skewed by maybe what's going on in the off season and television.
Well, you said Drew Brees this off season.
Well, that's not even a dent on the radar here. 8% said Ray Lewis. 12% said Peyton Manning. But more say they would prefer to hang with Chad Ochocinco. 17%. I like his personality. He's hilarious, and I know it would be fun. In fact, I'm also thinking about changing my name now, one player said. And we go to the final question that I thought you would find funny, and then we'll go to our final break here. Which team has the best uniforms? Which collegiate football team has the best uniforms? This coming from the college kids. This was a landslide, by the way. 53.7% of these 135 kids picked this team.
Oregon?
That's correct. One Big Ten star said, I don't even have to think about it. I almost wanted to transfer there just for the uniforms. Of course, Phil Knight can give them whatever they want. But Oregon is. They don't even say what's second. The worst uniforms at 19% in all of college football. That Tennessee thing that they keep showing Bryce Brown in, the highlight where they're wearing the brown, and those are bad. And this is similar.
I was going to say Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Is that right?
Wyoming.
I have not saw the list.
Which I don't think are the worst uniforms. I'd have to really look. But, you know, maybe we're just kind of like. One player said, and here's exactly what the quote was on ESPN.com. The worst uniform, Wyoming's brown and yellow, elicited 19%. One player said, quote, the worst colors ever. What is that? Piss and poop? Really? Is that what that? Really? So there you go. If Wyoming played Oregon, everybody'd be happy. We'll be back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Going to the post office can take so much time out of a busy schedule. I have a way to bring the post office to you, Stamps.com. It's an approved and licensed vendor of the U.S. Postal Service. All you need is your computer, printer, and Stamps.com to buy and print official U.S. postage for all your letters and packages. It's like having a post office at your fingertips 24/7. It's easy to use and it's convenient. No more trips to the post office standing in line behind Gert. Plus, Stamps.com was awarded the 2010 Software Product of the Year at the American Business Awards. I've used it and friends use it. Quit standing in line behind Gert. Try Stamps.com with my special offer. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $45 of free postage. But only if you use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage. Type in Colin. Stamps.com. Use my name, Colin.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's anytime emergency glass service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Later this week, Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. It goes in the mail tomorrow, folks. If you're waiting for your Huskerland Prep preview, Bob Jensen told me today it goes in the mail tomorrow, and Bob's going to join us later this week, I believe Thursday, to be on the Doug and Daddy Show. Loper Link, Rick Squires, Volleyball Talk on Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're going to stay in the Johnson family when it comes to Big 12 preview. Linebacker Antonio Johnson of Baylor is going to join us. Kearney Catholic football coach Dave Colling will join us as well on tomorrow's show. Don't forget, coming up this weekend, it's the annual Coors three-man scramble at Gibbons Valley View. It's August 21st and 22nd, Saturday and Sunday, the two-day scramble. Sign up now, call the golf course, and get in at 468-5884. That's 308-468-5884 for this Coors tournament. Flag prizes, all kinds of great ideas, and cheesy taters and steak and baked taters and salad. Good Saturday meal, Calcutta, and all that. Prizes will be awarded, so get your teams together now for the annual Coors three-man, two-day scramble. Again, it's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. They've got the split tee times morning and afternoon, so the sooner you get your team in, you at least get a choice of your tee times at Gibbon Valley View this weekend. 308-468-5884. Always a good time. 308-468-5884. The Coors three-man, two-day scramble at Gibbon Valley View.
Doug, you know, you bring up these surveys deal outside the lines, and I think a lot of people are starting to see this about the umpire. And they took just a random 2 weeks of the baseball season. They reviewed every call made. 66% of the calls were out safe, were judgment calls that were obvious calls. So they throw those out. 14% of the next 14% couldn't be changed. No way if they reviewed them again. So that's 80% of the calls everybody's happy with. The other 20%, they found that the umpires got them wrong. And these weren't just like a half a step. Some of these were safe outs at home where the umpires maybe just off in the wrong position. Somebody tags you on the back sliding in. You know, somebody doesn't touch the plate, whatnot. 1 in 5 calls wrong. And, you know, they keep showing the fair foul deal down the third baseline and stuff like that. But 1 in 5, 20% wrong?
And that's 20% of the ones you actually had to make a decision about, right?
Right.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong and right?
Yeah, right, wrong, right.
Unbelievable. Well, they're gonna, if you mess up, then that just continues to pile on and the scrutiny's going to be there. Nobody's perfect. All you can ask is use what's available to get it right and keep the game moving along. This doesn't take geniuses to figure it out. I mean, we've figured out a couple. Obviously, it doesn't take a genius. We want to thank our guests on today's program, Gerard Johnson, fine quarterback at Texas A&M, who's the Big 12 preseason football player of the year, and also Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz. Their opening camp tomorrow. Yesterday, the new kids reported in. Tomorrow, Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling, also linebacker from Baylor, Antonio Johnson, and we anticipate Steve Sipple joins us tomorrow to talk Husker football.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Looking forward to a Doug and Daddy show on 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. We'll see you in 23 hours.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.